Great, 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 great song. Love it, love it. I love the music today. Well, I always love the music. You know, I discern what we're supposed to do, and, you know, the big boss upstairs, he tells me that, yeah, these songs are connected to what you're talking about. And it is true. You listen to the words, and what I talk about, you see, my God, it's true. It's connected. Segment four. Again, this is February the 28th, 2025, and this is for the March 1st, 2025 post and broadcast on Clarity Radio. So, what happened in Groundhog Day when we did not have World War III? So, we did make it. And so, this is kind of like a repeat. But we did have an experience where we did not have World War III. So we're going to go over some of the points. I mean, I could probably talk about 3 weeks every day about different things that happened, but we don't need 3 weeks. This information is good enough. So, big thing that happened. Elon Musk lost his Canadian citizenship, 100%. And he should lose that citizenship based on what he's doing, you know, playing with Vance and Trump and potentially looking to take us into World War III. We don't need this type of person in our country. We do not need this type of person in this country that is providing technology, AI, whatever it is, to our Canadian government on any level or major corporations. We don't need that. It's not a good technology. And so he needs to, and he probably will end up losing his citizenship. In the other incarnation where we didn't have World War III, Elon was caught using his AI to manipulate the outcome of the federal election and other elections. The good news is that the U.S., no one was assassinated. This is good. So, Justin Trudeau, Doug Ford, Legault, they were not assassinated. But however, in that same incarnation, Legault and Doug Ford did shut down the supply electricity to the United States. It wasn't for long, but it was long enough for Trump to threaten Canada to bring his jets, F-18s, tanks over the border to destroy us, similar to the way how Russia destroyed Ukraine. But that didn't happen. But he did threaten. And he was serious about it. He was so serious about this that following his threat, something terribly went wrong for Trump. Can't reveal what it is, but he was no longer a threat to the world. J.D. Vance had an accident soon after, and Elon Musk, well, he had other issues. He got himself in big trouble. I won't reveal what. After Trump was no longer a threat, Russia and Ukraine made peace. So my interpretation of this is that Trump today is in the way of peace becoming a reality between Russia and Ukraine. And after where he was no longer a threat, Israel, Hamas, the Palestinian people, whoever they are, they made a peace deal. Because Trump, well, he was no longer a threat. So this is very important to understand. The events that actually has taken place. That actually, it happened. It is really, really crazy. And in this incarnation where World War III did not take place, Trump was not able to deploy nuclear warheads on the soil of Ukraine. So that means Canada, the world, EU, even Russia, they need to send a very strong message to Trump that he's not going to deploy nuclear warheads on any foreign soil. And he has to stop chasing the mineral rights for the one main reason to deploy nuclear warheads. That's why he wants Greenland. And this is serious. But he wasn't able to deploy. He wasn't able to do it. And soon after, where he was no longer a threat, elections were called in the United States, and through time, the government was repaired. I mean, this is good news. This is good news. So the world's looking at something very, well, it's awkward. On one hand, do you have 3 billion people die? Or do you have one? Do you have 3 billion die? Or do you have two die? You have 3 billion people die? Or do you have three? This is, unfortunately, this is what the world is looking at right now. In that same incarnation whereby World War III did not take place, Trump was not able to touch the Federal Reserve. Thank God. I said many years ago doing radio, I made it very clear to the United States government. I made it very clear, do not touch the Federal Reserve, because that's a major trigger for currency disruption. Much, much more. I won't say anything else other than that. Don't touch the Federal Reserve. That's the Holy Grail. That's the Holy Grail of the United States. In the incarnation whereby World War III did take place, he put incompetent people in charge of the Federal Reserve to hide what he would be doing. And where World War III did not take place, he failed totally in his agenda to take over other countries. And Trump was not allowed to enter into Canada at this time. He wasn't allowed. He's a convicted felon. And if you're Canadian and you're a convicted felon and you go into the United States and the cross-border officer runs your name, they're going to see that you are a convicted felon. They're not going to let you in the country. And vice versa, someone coming from the United States, they're going to have a very difficult time entering Canada. This is where Trump says there's no rules. He doesn't apply to any rules. It's only his rules. We as Canadians, we have to adhere to treating Trump the same way we would treat any other convicted felon. And he should not enter this country, particularly. My God, we should not spend millions to protect them. That money can go to school programs, autistic kids, even that $1 billion that we're spending to protect the borders for less than 1%, less than 2%. We're responsible for the deaths of many dying in the United States. We're not responsible. We're not responsible. They're getting over, they're getting into the States because there's a weakness. And they're getting into the country because there's a need. If there was no need, if no one wanted to take these pills and die, there would be no need. United States has to take a look at why these people want to die. In Canada, we have to take a look at why do these people in Canada want to die on these pills. We need to wake up. And if you can't figure it out, put 5,000 psychiatrists, psychologists in front of me, I'll spend a day with you. And we'll find the truth. I have no problems. I can discuss any psychological disorder as well as you can. And I'm not even trained to do it. But to think that $1 billion is going somewhere when that money could be spent helping citizens that really need help. This is very disturbing. But on the other hand, we spend $1 billion, maybe we're going to end up getting $10 billion or $50 billion because we did that. I don't know. Anything's possible based on certain decisions that is made by the finance minister in this country. Anything's possible. And we can't judge anyone. But all I'm saying, in the incarnation where World War III did not take place, Trump was not allowed to enter into this country. And what he's doing, if there's a G7 meeting in June, if that's what the deal is, what the heck is he going to offer? He's just going to get on his plane and call everybody a loser in Canada. Why would you entertain this individual? In Canada, the Canadian government, you need to realize that you are in the driver's seat, not Trump. Why? Because the changes in the matrix says that the maximum, and even that may change. As far as tariff, the United States cannot charge more than 3%. That's the max. People with the pendulum verify that. Is that true, what I just said? So anything over 3%, Trump should not get this. And if he pushes beyond the 3%, then he is going against his own contract, spiritual contract, his genes, and he's going to end up in big trouble. So let him push you and let him get himself into big trouble. But don't give in to him. Don't give in to him. You know, many people are saying, again, this is a situation whereby Elon is saying that all these changes are necessary, whatever these changes are, whatever the definition of all is. It's necessary that we need to suffer first in order for us to grow. But they don't realize this time around, all three of them are going to suffer, Elon, JD, and the president. It's written. I don't know how they're going to grow from that experience. But who's asking that question? You know, when the reporter asks questions, are they not asking, well, Elon, are you saying that you should suffer also with the other people? But how can you suffer when you have billions in the bank? These people that you are causing to suffer, they were up for retirement. They had a career. They've got a family. Now you're going to cause them to lose their houses, their cars, divorce, children commit suicide, the parents commit suicide. This man has no compassion. This man should not be allowed into this country. And his citizenship should be revoked. And just give him lots of rope, give him a lot of rope, and you'll know when to pull the rope. Okay, so we are going to go to break now. And this is probably the most important broadcast that I'm doing. It is the most important broadcast. It's going to give agencies around the world something to really think about. I'm really praying that Canada goes along with this peace mission. I've said this years ago. Years ago, I said that Canada should be just in peace. Canada, Norway, and Japan. I said they should be working with Norway and Japan. I said this years ago. Years ago, I said. And again, I the Honorable Paul Martin, I sent him a letter saying, you need to diversify. You're too much dependent on the United States. We need to go to Asia. We need to trade with other countries. England, I don't know what's going to happen with the new Prime Minister of England. I haven't had time to discern him and see what happened in the other incarnations where we had World War III and where we did not. So I'm going to do that when I get a chance. If I'm allowed to do a broadcast on that, I will. So in the meantime, we are going to go to our next song, which is Hall of Fame. It's Hall of Fame. Listen to the words. It's so incredible. Listen to the words, not just the music. Listen to the words. It's very much connected to just life. It's connected to life. So my name is Brian, and it is time in the afternoon. It's 3:35. Of course, it's not your time right now, but it's 3:35 Friday afternoon on the 28th, and we're going to be right back. Thank you.
King Kong banging on your chest. You can beat the world, you can beat the war. You can talk the guy, go banging on his door. You can throw your hands up, you can beat the clock, yeah. You can move a mountain, you can break rocks. You can be a master, don't wait for luck. Dedicate yourself and you can find yourself.
Standing in the Hall of Fame,
yeah.
And the world's gonna know your name. You can run the mile. You can walk straight through hell with a smile.
You could be the hero, you could get the gold. Breaking all the records they thought never could be broke.
Yeah, do it for your people, do it for your pride. And you're never gonna know if you never even try.
Do it for your country, do it for your name. Cause there's gonna be a day when you're
standing in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And the world's gonna know your name.
Jack, you're banging on his heart.
different for you.